This is Sean with Voices Levon. I am here with Sean as well, and his full name is Sean Joseph Hawkins, minus Sean Joseph Kirker. We recently got acclimated at a historical pub in the Broaderpool area, and we were talking about the memorabilia and the historical buildings and how Sean helps preserve those, and he's been doing it for decades and decades. One thing I find very interesting with our company and with historical buildings is creating an audible museum within the home or structure itself, that the stories of the items on the walls or the statues or individual things can be preserved, and then guests of the home can then hear those stories from the people that knew the originals, or it could be the artist, or it could be the original caretaker. So you preserving historical buildings in general, where's your passion come from wanting to work on that instead of a new construction build? Why do you love focusing on the old and preserving it?
For me, the older buildings, they tell a story of their own. And of course, I grew up surrounded by 15th, 16th, 17th centuries buildings as a child. So, you know, they're just absolutely part of my history and my makeup. My father worked in the same industry, and I started out doing the same thing when I was 6 and 7 and 8 years old, Saturday morning, like a lot of us did back in those days. And I guess it just, I never grew away from it. I've tried doing a couple of other things for a little while, and I get real testy if I'm not building things and practicing carpentry, to be honest. I sometimes think my body's getting a little old for it, but, you know, just around the corner, I tend to get excited about the project I'm doing, and everything else falls away, and we carry on. I generally really have a lot of fun. If I look back over my history of working in the industry I'm in, I've really had a lot of great days. I've had a lot of fun times, clients, crew. I've got great memories, and the houses and the homes I've been in, I've spent more of my life in other people's homes than I could ever spend at home. And just that experience of the homes and the antiquities and the families that I've met over the years and the histories I've learned, it's just all part of my work thing. I don't think a lot of people would really be able to understand how broad my experience has been. It's taken me in every country in Europe. I've worked all over the United States, and I've been in some fabulous homes, you know, just absolutely fabulous homes, and seen some great things. I really feel it's been an honor to, you know, to be given the freedom and the trust to do what I've done for the last 40 years.
All right, so here's my direct question. There's a lot of different types of architectures. There's a lot of different types of material. There's a lot of different styles. And to be able to match those styles, be able to match that material, and be able to match the original vision of the original person that created it. What types of tools or processes or research do you use to be able to make sure you're matching it how it should be?
Everything we've got available, to put it bluntly. You know, we can find a lot of these historic homes. We do find the original blueprints. We've got certain homes. We've found we've got orders for furniture being manufactured for an entire house, you know, from a certain company. Sometimes we'll find that company still in business. We can communicate with them. We can get a current catalogue. Any tools that we can. You know, research is really important, and we often find a lot of the homeowners have done a lot of it for us. You know, some of these houses that I've worked on have been in the family for 3 and 4 generations, so they have already collected a lot of information. I have a great time when we can tell some of those people who've really loved their homes. I love it when we find new things that they just didn't know and they'd never heard of before. And we've had a few of those. You know, we've had the odd, I remember the house here in town at 80th and Illinois. We stripped the wallpaper off the downstairs landing, and there was an inscription on the wall that had been varnished over to preserve it from the original builder, naming all the crew, what date it was started, what date the house was finished. And we photographed it, we put another clear coat over it, and we wallpapered over the top. It's still there for whenever that house gets passed down the line. You know, that particular house, for example, outside the front door has the original millstones that came from Spring Mill, which was at Spring Mill Park, The park is still there. The mill's long gone. But, you know, we are going lots of environments where there's that kind of history. Just sort of lay around. And you could pass it by. I, for whatever reason, just happen to have an inquisitive nature about things like that. And I like to learn where to come from, how to get here. And that's just all part of, you know, what I do for a living.
So as far as the homes, when... Well, the question was going to be when they're complete. What's kind of the thought process on now it's complete, but there's still some other things that we could add or create to do better? Do a lot of them end up becoming longer clients because of you get the original job done and then they want you to keep going and create maybe something that they've envisioned that didn't even exist in the first place?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Lots and lots of my projects go on, as you say, for years. I've got houses here in Bloomington, in Indianapolis, I've worked on for 15 and 20 years. You know, 2 months here, 3 months there, maybe years apart. I'm currently working on a house. Since the last time I worked for this client, he's added a rental home. And his daughter's bought a house. And that's the way my business runs. I'll probably end up working on his son's house when he buys one. And hell, if I'm around long enough, I might be working on their children's houses. But my work is sort of generational. And I get passed around. I've never had to advertise. And when people call me up, within the first sentence, they'll usually say, I got your number from so-and-so, so-and-so. And that's usually enough of a recommendation for me not to worry about anything. That usually means they've seen my work, they know roughly my costs, and they still want me to do it. I get a lot of people call me up and they say, I want to get on your schedule. I don't even know what they want me to do. They just want to book some time, some of my time, and get on my schedule. So I feel very fortunate in the historic restoration projects that I've done and I'm still involved in.
Well, I'm sure you've helped preserve the history of a lot of places that, you know, that were falling down. I think it's very important, especially with our company, preserving the life stories of individuals to be able to pass on forever. So I appreciate what you do thoroughly, and I hope the people that hear this can realize the depths of what you'll go to make that preservation happen and keep that client happy.
Well, it's been great talking to you, Sean, and I love what you do, too.
Thank you.
We're fortunate.